When Hamburger Station is Busy, written and read by Andrew Farkas. Thought problem. Whenever I go to Hamburger Station for lunch with my dad, and I point out there's nobody there, he says, it's busier at dinner time. Whenever I go to Hamburger Station for dinner with my dad, and I point out there's nobody there, he says, it's busier at lunchtime. So, when is Hamburger Station busy? Solution number one, Hamburger Station is never busy. When I think about Hamburger Station, what comes to mind is the 8-foot fiberglass horse named American Red, the covered wagon, the font on the sign that could be called Clapboard Bold, the interior that looks like a combination of a Wild West saloon and a 1950s diner. Some of the linoleum counter stools are actually saddles. There are burlap sacks of potatoes, burlap sacks of onions, a rough wooden floor. Inconceivably, no one's ever been thrown through the front window at the end of a brawl, a fact that's always bothered me. A stainless steel flat-top grill covered in mouth-watering grease, deep fryers for the fresh-cut fries, a wall menu with those plastic letters and numbers, employees in white t-shirts, an old cash register, booths, the malt vinegar for the fresh-cut fries, and the burgers. The burgers. These aren't those lousy meatloaf-tasting sliders from White Castle or Crystal, no way. White Castle and Crystal are the elementary school cafeteria version. Hamburger Station burgers. They're 2.5-inch squares, piled high with onions, pickles, mustard, dinner roll for a bun. Get yourself a speed pack. 2 burgers, fries, lemonade, yeah. That right there. That right there. That's what I think about. But, right. Not much in the way of other patrons, I mentioned to my dad. He takes a sip of lemonade. He responds in an unconcerned deadpan. Solution number two. Hamburger Station is only busy when I'm not there. Although the Menches brothers, Frank and Charles, invented the hamburger, which is what Northeast Ohioans actually believe, even if the Akron Hamburger Hearings of 2006 graciously awarded that honor to Charles Nagreen of Seymour, Wisconsin, others perfected what no one calls a plain old sandwich anymore. In other words, the Menches were like the Titans in Greek mythology. Interesting, sure, but what we really want are the Olympians. The line of succession then goes like this. The fabled peppy service lunch begat Marvin Pop Thacker, who went on to create the exalted Thacker's Hamburgs. Thacker's Hamburgs begat Jim Lowe, who went on to found the renowned Hamburger Station. With such an illustrious history, you can imagine that Jim Lowe, in his incongruous cowboy hat of immeasurable gallons, his inexplicable shit-kicker boots having spent most of his life in burger joints in the Buckeye State, not pastures in Texas, his large glasses that helped him see more than the normal human, well, you can imagine that Jim Lowe had the power of prophecy. And it could be that when, as a little kid, I met him, a meeting I do not remember, a meeting only related to me by my dad, a man who once said, when I told you honesty was the best policy, I was lying. During this supposed meeting, the legendary founder of Hamburger Station perhaps had this to say to me. Son, don't be scared. But I can see the future, yes siree, Bob. And what I see off there in the heretofore, and this is the Simon Pure, is 20 hamburger stations, son. 20 hamburger stations spanning Northeast Ohio. A purty thought. Yet somehow, and now I don't rightly know why, somehow, and I don't mind jawing at you like this on account of no way will you recollect what I'm clapping down, somehow, any time you come in, you little varmint, a fandango it will not be. Fact of business, it'll be a ghost town. Me, I won't be afeard. When all you can hear are the winds a-howlin', the sand a-blowin', the tumbleweeds a-rollin', whereas my friendly fellers will be full of flusteration, I won't be, because I'll know what's a-comin'. You. It'll be you. Maybe you and your paw. Maybe you and one of them scalawags in your posse. But that's all. Ain't no one else will be here. And for the rest of your dadgum life, you'll wonder how this could be. Hamburger stations far as the eye can see. Nobody inside. Whippersnapper, that there's your fate. Wise for the folks up the doxology works to know. I tell Scott Schulman, a friend of mine, about me and my dad's routine. He says that can't be. It can't just be the fate of Farkas. Because him and his dad, they have the same routine.